And today continue, we can study the book of Jeremiah chapter 9.
今天我们继续查考耶利米书第九章。
First we read and then we can talk about chapter 9.
我们一起, 念一遍, 然后再来讨论。
Let's read three verses each.
我们请每位念三节。
And then we can discuss about it.
然后我们再来讨论。
Can you start? Thank you. Jeremiah chapter 9 is a continuation of the word of God. The Jeremiah the talk about what he received from God.
耶利米书第九章就是耶利米先知他从神所接受的神给他人民的对话。
But at the same time, he expressed his feeling of frustration.
但在同时间，他也表达他心中的不恒。
So far. You find out all the messages is considered a negative message because God continued to talk about the judgment upon to the people in the kingdom of Judah.
到目前为止，所有的信息都是非常的悲哀的，因为这是神的对他们的。
He knows that people do not repent, and people continue to be hardened heart in front of God.
他知道人民并不愿意悔改，他们的心已经非常的硬了。So
chapter 9 verse 1, 2, this is the expression of Jeremiah.
其实第九章第一、第二节是耶利米他自己心中的感想。
The way to express is. And my head were waters, and my eyes a fountain of tears.
他说他愿他的头为水，他眼为泪的泉源。The
tears is not necessarily the bad.
流泪并不一定是不好的事。But
we have a constructive purpose of tearing actually for the there's a reward.
要是有好的哭泣，其实是也有奖赏的。We
know the life. Life is not always easy going, but life is always have a facing of difficulties, and we have go through that. There's a facing of challenges.
我们知道，在一生中不是一切都很平顺，有的时候会碰到挑战。
So sometimes we need to have a tear that helping us to because of the go through the difficult time. Yet we gather what we saw in.
但有的时候，我们就算碰到挑战、困难，但是因为我们辛苦的流泪撒种。Psalm
chapter 126 verse 5.
诗篇126篇。
Psalm 126 verse 5 says, "Those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting."
诗篇126篇第五节说，那流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。And
verse 6, and he who goes to end for weeping, carrying his bag of seed, shall indeed come again with a shout of joy, bringing his sheaves with him.
那带种流泪出去的必要欢欢乐乐的带和。
So Christian tear, actually what we put effort to, there's a facing of difficulty we overcome with all our effort, with the endurance and our patience, all actually is very good.
作为基督徒，当我们碰到困难的时候，我们虽然有的时候会是流泪，但能够忍耐。But
Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 1 here, these my eyes a fountain of tears, it seems like a God... God doesn't want to change his heart Israel.
在这里，耶利米流泪，是因为他看到神并不愿意改变他对 神人民的态度。
He can tell the Israel is they are corrupted. It's hardly they can recover.
因为他看到以色列人民已经败坏到不能够挽回之地了。
So this weeping and this tearing, it's actually very negative to the when you look at the people of Israel.
所以当他看到以色列人民这个样子的时候，他是非常悲哀的流泪。
The one time of Jesus when he's about to finish his ministry.
当耶稣他在世的工作快做完的时候。
When he carried the cross on the way to the Mount Calvary.
当他抬着自己的十字架往格格塔的山上走的时候
That's a lot of a woman they cry for him
在路边有很多妇人为耶稣哭泣
And so the Jesus mentioned that do not cry for me but you can cry for your own children
耶稣却对他们说：“你们不要为我哭泣，而是要为你们的儿女们哭。”
Luke chapter 23, and at that time Jesus mentioned that.
这个记载在路加福音二十三章。
27 and 28.
二十七、二十八节。
Luke chapter 23, verse 27.And there were following him a great multitude of the people and the women who were.The mourning and the lamenting him, verse 28. But Jesus turning to them says, The daughters of Jerusalem, stop weeping for me, but weep for yourself and for your children. This is talk about the one coming of judgment to the Israel.
这个其实是耶稣告诉他们对以色列的审判
Because Jesus came to this world, he's trying to save his own people, the lost people, to bring back to the truth.
耶稣来世，他本来是要救赎他的人民，来信他。
They reject God.
但是他们却却不愿意接纳耶稣。
So Jesus knows that when he carried the cross at this time.Verse 26, Simon will carry because Jesus is too exhausted, so he cannot carry anyway. But that time, he knows that the coming of judgment.
虽然那时候有一个西门帮耶稣把这个十字架扛上去，但是耶稣知道他这一切的苦都是为了以后的神的审判。
So Jesus asked the woman, "You don't have to be weep for me."Weep for yourself, for your children.
所以耶稣对这些妇女们说，不要为我哭，但要为自己和自己的儿女哭。
I think it's important of a Christian life. We can weeping now for the constructive purpose, and also we can put our effort to draw near to God, so that later we can joyfully, the harvest on the last day.
所以身为基督徒，我们如今有时机的时候，应当先哭泣，努力的为我们自己的救恩来努力，然后最后才能够欢欢喜喜的收割。
So we go back to Jeremiah chapter 9.
再看回耶利米书第九章。
And the Jeremiah expressed verse 1 for the why he's weeping and the day and night for the slaying.Of the daughters of my people, he says.
在这里，耶利米解释他为什么在哭泣，因为他说他被百姓中被杀的人，他昼夜哭泣。
The description of the judgment is upon to the king, the kingdom of Judah.
在这里就描述神是如何审判犹大国。
Verse 2 says, All that I had in the desert, a way of Pharaoh's lodging place, and that I might leave my people and go from them, for all of them are adulterers, as assembly of a treacherous man. This is the expression of the Jeremiah. He doesn't want to live with his own people. He wants to actually depart from there. To, he wants to dwell in the desert.
在第二节，以利耶利米说他他希望离开他的人民，不然后住在旷野中。
He doesn't want to be one of them, like you know, to like the people who forsaken God.
因为他不愿意住在这些离开神的人民当中。
So he wants to be alone, and then he doesn't want to deal with the people who are very stubborn like.
所以他要离开这些很很固执的人。
I think in our generation, we live in this in this world.
像现代，我们住在这个现今的时代。
Continue to corrupt our generation at this time.
这现在的人民一直都是。在越来越败坏。
The one side of the country continued to improve in the quality of life, of material life.
在一方面，我们现在的社会，生活方面是越来越舒适。
But spiritual life continued to deteriorate.
但是属灵方面越来越败坏。
So we know the last day, no one can fix the whole things, but we have to wise enough, or we can draw near to God, that we can be aware of the last day of, you know, the life situations.
所以会败坏到没有人能够挽救，所以我们只好把自己的灵性要注意，才能够保守我们自己。
Especially on the last day, it's important that we can keep ourselves the prayer life.
尤其在末世的时候，我们的祷告生活一定要保留。
We know the prayer it's not like naturally we can kneel down to pray, but prayer is actually a spiritual battle.
我们知道要祷告并不是不是那么自然的一件事情，我们是每次都是像打属灵的战一样。
We know our flesh wants to be continued to.Lazy ourselves, we don't want to fighting for the spiritual battle. Actually,
我们知道我们的肉体总是有这个惰性，不愿意祷告。
So we have to set up ourselves to prepare for this battle, for spiritual battle ourselves to be overcome of our own weakness and also the outside of the challenges.
所以我们一定要心里做准备。能够提醒自己，准备自己能够打这个属灵的战。
Otherwise, we eventually, without knowing ourselves, we rely on the word, rely on ourselves.
不然的话，我们会不知不觉的就依靠光是依靠自己，还有依靠世界了。
We look at the Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 3 and 4, 5.And six, all these verses talk about like deceiving. I want to mention about it.
我们看耶利米书的第九章第三到第六节，都是在讲欺骗或者是谎言。
They mention about that, you know, they verse three is that they bending the tongues like they about the lies and not true prevail in the land. So talk about all the things what they talk about it is come from their own understanding.It's not came from the word of God.
所以人民他们所说的都是以自己的意思说，而不是从神的真理来讲。
Actually, their life, once you look at the verse 3, for they proceed from the evil to evil, and they do not know me. Actually, they do not know God, yet their life is continued to prosper, actually, materially.
在这里说，这些人并不认识神。但是他们的生活虽然越来越发达。
So the they proceed, actually their life, even though they're rejecting God, they forsaken God, yet their life is continue prosper. So where their attitude is toward, they continue to be deceived out of their own. So They are very confident about themselves, actually.
因为他们的生活越来还是很发达，然后然后他们总是靠自己的意思来过日子，所以他们就欺骗自己，然后没有再依靠神。
Usually when we are in a life with a prayer,
当我们过一个祷告生活的时候
，It looks like we are very weak actually.
有的时候看我们很软弱。
The reason is because we continue to awake our soul in a spirit, so we know that we are very weak. We know that.
那个时候其实因为我们在灵里非常的警惕，所以我们知道自己很软弱。
Naturally, we do not trust ourselves.
很自然我们就不会信靠自己。
We know that our weakness is so we always we don't want to step ahead but we ask God you have to help me.
我们知道自己软弱所以不敢走在神的前面总是求神帮助。
Here the verse 3-5 he talk about the, you know, this deceiving it's not the Israelites they trying to deceive themselves they trying toYou know, to not to believe in God. Actually, they want to believe in God.
这些人他们在欺骗，说谎话，并不是故意的要这样做。其实，他们也想要信神。
But yet, since their life is slipped away from God and they're eventually forsaken God, yet their life nothing wrong with them. So it seems like nothing impact in their life, without God.
但是因为他们每天过日子，这样慢慢的离开神，他们自己也没有感觉，所以他们觉得生活没有什么改变。
So they're more and more dare about what they're doing, which is a forsaken God.
然后他们胆子就越来越大，到最后终于离弃神。
So the verse 5 say, everyone deceive his neighbor and do not speak in truth. They have taught their tongues to speak lies.
在第五节说，他们个人欺哄邻舍，不说真话。他们叫舌头学习说谎，劳劳碌碌的作孽。
So you can tell the attitude at that time. God described about at that time the situation.
在这里，我们可以看到神是如何描述他们的情况。
So the verse even 6 mentioned that actually they don't like to know God.
在第六节说，他们甚至不肯认识神。
Yes.You, verse 6 says, you dwelling in this midst of deceit, through deceit, they refuse to know me.
你的住处在诡诈的人中，他们因行诡诈不肯认识我。
Knowing God is, you know, we're trying to seeking God, to knowing God is come from the love of God.
我们寻求神，要认识神，就是我们要来爱神。
During the time of Jesus, these Pharisees, they actually studied the Bible.
在耶稣时代，这些法利赛人他们对圣经非常的了解。
But Jesus pointed out their problem.
但耶稣却指出他们的问题。
Let's turn to John chapter 5.
我们看一下约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5 verse from 38.
约翰福音第五章从38节开始。
38 to 42.
38到42节。
John chapter 5 verse 38. And you do not have his word abiding in you, for you do not believe him whom he sent. Verse 39. 39. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life.It is this that bear witness of me, 40. And you are unwilling to come to me that you may have a life, 41. I do not receive glory from men, but I know you, that you do not have the love of God in yourself. This Bible, the mention about, the verse mentioned about, they actually search the scriptures.
在这里，讲说这些人其实都在查考圣经的。
But they don't want actually truly want to believe the word of God actually.
但是他们却不愿意相信神的话。
Because they unwilling to come to God actually.
他们不愿到神那里去。
Yet they search the scriptures.
但是还是照样查考圣经。
And also, they know that the eternal life comes from the word of God.
他们也知道在圣经里有永生。
As a whole concluded, Jesus talked about them as a, because the love of God is not in themselves.
所以耶稣做一个结论说，这些人你们心里没有神的爱。
So Jeremiah chapter 9, that he talk about these messages, you know, from God and through the Jeremiah. Jeremiah is so frustrated, and then and what the God talk about their deceiving, their life is like a stubborn, their life, against God.
所以耶利米在这里非常的气怒，因为知道这些人很心很刚硬，不愿意来信神。
Let's turn to book of John.
再看回约翰福音。
John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
Verse 44.
第四十四节。
John chapter 8, verse 43 and 44.
约翰福音第八章四十三、四十四节。
Yeah, because Jesus talked to the Pharisees and scribes, the mention about them. They are the Jesus mentioned, you are liar.
所以耶稣当时是对着法利赛人说，你们其实是骗子。
But actually, they brought up the Moses law many times to Jesus, right?
他们常常提着摩西的律法来跟耶稣谈话。
But when Jesus talk about the truth, they do not receive it.
但耶稣讲到真理的时候，他们却不愿意接纳。
Actually, the sinners they bring attention to Jesus, but Pharisees and the scribes don't.
这些罪人们呢，他们非常听。耶稣所说的话，但是这些祭司跟法利赛人却不愿意听。
So once the Jeremiah chapter 9 is described about at that time the people's attitude like this.
所以耶利米书第九章就在描述这些人同样的情况。
So we can say liar.
我们可以说这些骗子们。
We can be liar too.
有的时候我们自己也是个骗子。
Well, of course, we do not directly lie, you know, because the way we can say, but lying is another way mentioned that deceiving.
我们其实有的时候我们并不是故意的说谎，但是有的时候我们是这样子。
If God is not with us,
要是神不与我们同在的话
，then we can proud of ourselves who we are.
我们很容易就。以自己为傲。
That it seems like when we talk about the tomorrow still belongs to me.
我们常常讲明天的事情好像是属于我的。
The all that I have planned, it seems like I am the great planner. I am the one who to reach to you know, achieving all the plan. It seems like I am the one who doing it.
我们常常讲我们明天的计划，好像似乎我们这都是在我们的控制之下。
But it's not true.
其实这。并不是真的。
Tomorrow is not belongs to us.
明天不属于我的。
The today God gave us today in our hands. This is grace of God. It's not because I'm great, so God gave me the life today.
今天在我的手中，并不是因为我自己很伟大，而是神的恩典。
You know the king Hezekiah.
我们知道
河西基亚。He was about to die because of the illness. So Isaiah asked him to prepare for his death.
他生病快要离世，结果神就派先知去跟他讲话。
So he turned away to you know to people and turned away and then he prayed to God.
他面对墙，然后哭泣跟神祷告。
God gave him 15 years.
神就再给他十五年。
After he recovered from the illness, he gained 15 years. He was so confident and so exciting about himself.
当他的病医治命好了之后，过了十五年之后，他对自己非常充满的自信。
The when the Babylon sending the people to congratulate his recovery.
当巴比伦王派人来祝贺他的他生病他现在好起来。
You look at Isaiah chapter 39, he showed everything, all the you know, all the precious, the material things and all the things in the temple. He shows everything to them.
在以赛亚书39章记载，他把所有的王国任何所有的东西都给巴比伦的代表来给他们看。
So this is a deceiving.
这个就是欺骗。
This is lying.
也就是在说谎。
Because he's showing everything to the Babylon, you know, people who come from the Babylon, he's trying to proud of himself how great he is actually.
所以当他这样欢喜的见这些巴比伦的使者，给他们看这些所有他的财产，表示他自己为傲。
From the God's point of view, all this, you know, the gold and silver utensil, all the palace things.Actually, it's not belongs to him.
但对神来说，他所有的这些金宝，所有的财产，其实不属于他的，是属于神的。
Everything belongs to God.
所有的一切都是属于神的。
If God doesn't give him a mercy, he already died. He already coffined. Maybe his body already, you know, died.
神要是没有对他施恩的话，他早就死亡了。
But because God gave him 15 years.
但是因为神给他多加十五年。
So now he proud of himself, everything he belongs to him, he thought.
他忽然觉得自己很自傲，认为这些东西都属于他的。
It is a deceiving.
所以这是一种欺骗。
So what he doing is from the spiritual point of view, this is a lying.
从属灵的角度来看他在说谎。
You know the book of Haggai, God says, silver is mine, gold is mine.
我们知道神说金子属于我的，银子也属于我的。
Everything is belongs to God.
所有的一切都是属于神的。
If we forget about this concept,
要是我们忘记这个概念的话
，Of course we can say I'm very honest persons. I don't lie to, but actually we are in deceiving ourselves.
我们可以说哦，我是很我是只说实话的人，我从来不欺骗。
We talk about the spiritual deceiving. We can be deceived.
但是我们在讲属灵的欺骗。
And so it is important that spiritually we awake our soul.
所以在属灵，我们要随时的谨慎。
So the Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 7, and God says here 7, 8, 9.
再看回耶利米书第九章第七到第七第八节说。
And God have a design for them for to refining them, and it's like I will behold verse 7 says I will refine them and assay them for what else can I do? This is what God says.
这里神说，看哪，我要将他们融化熬炼。
Now the only way from God already thought about it in His mind, the only way to this person to awake themselves come back to God is refine them.
因为神已经下定决心让这些人民能够归回的唯一的方法就是让他们熬炼。
So they let the mind and heart to be awake.
让他们心和他们的心可以在苏醒。
So no longer they're like seeking evil their life.
他们就不再一直追求邪恶。
The verse 8 is a, you know, the way as aActually, they're deceived and they're seeking the wrong things. This is like we can call the evil.
在第八节描述他们这些做的所有的邪恶的事情。
For the Christian point of view, from the spiritual point of view, anything we seeking something without God is everything is evil.
从属灵的角度来看，我们做任何追求任何一件事情而不是因为神的话都是欺骗都是邪恶。
It's important our attitude as a Christian.
所以我们做基督徒的态度很重要。
So that we always can, we have to be aware of God all the time.
我们要随时注意到神。
Let's look at the James chapter 4.
我们看一下雅各书第四章。
James chapter 4 verse from 14.
第四章雅各书第四章十四节开始。
Chapter 4, verse 14 to 14 to 17.
十四节到十七节。
Next.Yeah, so once we have a boasting about ourselves, who are, we seem like we are great, then we are getting into deceiving ourselves. Then.
所以当我们夸口称赞自己的时候，就是一种欺骗。
Everything, so we have to learn that everything is under control, in His control.
我们要记得我们生命中的一切都在神的控制之下。
So at that time, during the time of Jeremiah, people's attitude is very proud. Their nature is that they start to believe themselves.
所以在耶利米的时代，人民非常的骄傲，他们开始只相信自己。
Since they believe, they are so confident about themselves. Nothing happened to them. Actually, life is continue prosper. Actually,
他们这样的自傲，然后只。可是生活也做得过得很好。
But the message is coming from the Jeremiah. It's a negative in the message. Continue coming out in his mouth to the Israel, but they don't want to receive it because it's negative.
因为耶利米跟他们人民所说的话都是很负面的，所以人民不愿意听。
And so the Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 10 and 11 is that's why God want them God's in the judgment upon and then.Jerusalem to be desolated.
所以神就跟他们讲说，就是因为这个缘故，我会要整个犹大变成荒场。
People they don't understand these messages.
但人却听不懂这种的信息。
So the man verse 12 says, "Who is the wise man that may understand this?"
所以十二节说，谁是智慧人可以明白这事呢？
Even the word of God came, but they don't understand what God says.
虽然主的话向他们说过，但他们都听不懂。
Because verse 14 says, they walk in after the stubbornness of their heart.
他们只随从自己的顽根的心行事。
At that time, they follow the idol like Baals. You mentioned that.
他们随从众巴利。
Verse 13 says, they despise the word of God and His voice.
他们离弃神，和神的律法。
So this is what God has a reason enough to chastise the Israel.
所以这边已经足够理由让神来惩罚他们了。
So the later on, this message is Jeremiah chapter 9, 2 or 2, we can see the verse 23.
在这里二十三节说。
And the 23 says, Thus say the Lord, let not wise man boast of his wisdom, and let not might man boast of his might, let not rich man boast of his riches.
在这里主说，智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主。
Most of the people nowadays, their pride is coming from this actually.
大部分的人，他们的自傲都是这三样。
But God says, "Do not be proud of what you have from your own."
但神却告诉我们，不要以你自己有的东西而夸口。
So the verse 24 says, "But let him who boasts of this, that he understand the knows me, the knowing God." You know.
在这里说，你要夸口的话，就夸在因为你认识神。
I am the Lord who exercises loving kindness, justice.Righteousness on earth, by delight in these things, declare the Lord. God demand us to let us to be proud of because we know God.
神要求我们，因为我们认识神而能够夸口。
Knowing God is the most precious one in our life.
我们认识神是我们一生最宝贵的一件事。
Knowing God is to secure our life to be blessed by God.
认识神表示我们一生都得到保障。
So the Jeremiah chapter 9 here, as a conclusion, 25 and 26 mentioned that why the judgment has come upon to the people because they do not be circumcised at their heart.
在25、26节这个结论，神就说他们为什么会成。神为什么要惩罚这些人？因为他们心中没有受割礼。
The why word under the judgment of God because they do not circumcise anyway.
其他外邦人他们会受刑罚，因为他们没有受割礼。
So here, God sending the message through the Jeremiah as we can go back to God, restore our relationship with Him, and follow Him, submit to Him.
所以神借着耶利米的信息告诉他的人民说，我们要归回神，来到神那里，然后听从顺服神。
Truly, we can understand the true God whom we believe.
然后真正的认识我们所认识的神。
So that we can be prosper, we do not facing of judgment of God.
然后我们就一切顺利，然后不会受到神的审判。
Spiritually, we are all circumcised, which in a sense we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. We receive the Holy Spirit.
当我们受洗，到在耶稣名之下，然后得到圣灵，我们其实都算是受割礼了。
But sometimes this world deceives us.
但是有的时候，这世界会让我们迷惑。
And myself also deceiving me too.
有时候自己，我们会让自己欺骗自己。
So once we are deceived, which means we withdraw from God, we do not have a life with submit to God. Then naturally, we can trust. Instead of we trusting God, then we trust ourselves.
当我们在这种欺骗之下，我们就会忘记谁是神，然后只会想到依靠自己。
Then this life end up facing of trouble. Then
这样子的生活。继续下去的话，就会碰到很多困难。
Eventually, we can withdraw from God.
最终会让一个人离开神。
So we always be aware, and we have to always for our faith always look at ourselves clearly.
所以我们要随时警醒，要很看得很清楚。
Yeah, let's turn to the last verse, first Corinthians.
我们再看最后一节《哥林多前书》。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章。
Chapter 3, verse from 18.
第三章十八节。
Chapter 3, First Corinthians chapter 3, verse from 18.
哥林多前书第三章十八节开始。
Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you thinks that he is wise in this age, let him become foolish, that he may become wise. Verse 19.
19.
For the wisdom of this world is a foolishness before God. For it is written, it is the one who catches the wise in their craftiness. Verse 20.
20.
And again, the Lord knows the real sonnings of the wise, that they are useless. Verse 21.
21.
So that let no one boast in man, for all things belongs to you. Verse 20 to 23, continue.
22, 23.
Whether Paul and Apollos and Cephas, or the word of life, or death, or things present, the things to come, all things belongs to you. And you belong to Christ. Christ belongs to God. Paul here talk about the true concept of a boss, of pride, at Christians.
保罗在这里讲一个基督徒夸口的理由。
That we trust in God, so it is becomes our pride, our boasting.
我们信靠神，这就是我们可以夸口的地方。
God is the only one can be trust.
因为只有神，我们可以依靠的。
We can proud of He is within us.
我们可以夸口很荣耀神与我们同在。
Nothing is possible, but with God, everything is possible.
在一切看为不可能的，但在神都是可能的。
It is a true wisdom.
这就是真的智慧。
So the Jeremiah chapter 9 talk about, yes, it is a very negative message.
耶利米书是看来很悲哀，很负面。
But thank God, this is not this time's message, but it's a thousands years ago messages.
但感谢神，这个是几千年之前的信息。
Hopefully, this message is not for us, but only for the reference or encourage us.
但愿这个信息不是对给我们，而是 只是提醒我们。
But at the same time, we have to be aware also.
当然，在同时，我们要随时的警惕。
The weekend always a product of whom we trust, our God.
我们可以因为我们依靠神而夸口。
Always we can look at ourselves. Truly, we are circumcised our heart or not. We have to always look at ourselves too.
我们要随时问自己，心中是不是受了割礼？唱诗。
514 verse 1 and 4.
514首第一第四节。
Let us always examining our faith.
让我们随时反省我们的信仰。
Sometimes we have to look back and look at ourselves.
我们有的时候要回头看看自己。
And through the prayer, we can always keep ourselves to be humble mind in front of God.
在祷告中，我们要把自己谦卑下来，在神面前。
Even the king Hezekiah.
连洗西家王他都被自欺了。
He actually was a very faithful man to God.
他原本对神非常的忠诚的。
But yet one time he lost his true wisdom.
但他后来却失去了真的智慧。
Like David also.
就像大卫同样的。
He's such kind of man, always faithful to God, such a humble man. Yet he made a mistake.
他很久原都是。谦卑又是这么对神这么忠诚，但是他却也是欺骗自己了。让我们一同祷告。